This is Casey Dolan with your local news for Wednesday, November 9th, 2022 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Yesterday's midterm elections provided a stunning rebuke of an anticipated red wave and of Donald Trump and Trumpism. Several races continue to be in the balance to ultimately determine which party should have control of the House, the Senate, or both. But Democrats managed to hold many of their seats, thanks in part to a large voter turnout, always favoring Democrats, and the hot-button issue of abortion rights, which found appeal across the aisle. In the races that are closer to home, Democrat incumbents for the state legislature, District 24, Steve Theringer and Mike Chapman, each kept their positions. Theringer defeated Republican challenger Sue Ford, 30,398 votes, or 60%, to Ford's 20,768 votes, or 41%. Chapman defeated Republican Brian Pruitt, 29,773 votes, or 58%, to Pruitt's 21,175 votes, or 42%. Democrat Greg Brotherton handily defeated Republican Marsha Kelbin in the race for County Commissioner District 3, 10,451 votes to 4,881, or 68%, to 32%. Joe Knoll retained his position as sheriff by defeating challenger Art Frank, 9,721 votes to 4,525, or 68%, to 32%. Both Washington advisory votes to increase taxes on aircraft fuel and rideshare companies were repealed. Proposition 1 on merging Port Ludlow Fire and Rescue with East Jefferson Fire Rescue was passed. Democrat Patty Murray retained her office in a victory over challenger Tiffany Smiley for U.S. Senator for Washington, with 57% of the vote to Smiley's 43%. Democrat Derek Kilmer held on to his seat as the U.S. Representative for District 6, with 62% to Republican Elizabeth Kreisel-Meyer's 38%. Democrat Steve Hobbs defeated nonpartisan Julie Anderson for Washington's Secretary of State 50% to 47%. Candidates who won by acclamation in uncontested races include Jeff Chapman for County Assessor, Brenda Huntingford for County Auditor, Amanda Hamilton for County Clerk, James M. Kennedy for County Prosecutor and Coroner, Stacy Prada for County Treasurer, Mary I. Yu, Brenda Madsen, and G. Helen Whitener for Supreme Court positions, Eric D. Price for the Court of Appeals Division 2 District 2 Judge, Mindy Walker for District Court Judge, and Jeff Randall for Public Utility District Commissioner. Voter turnout was at 56.69%, 15,641 votes out of a total of 27,592 registered voters. All figures are as of 9:39 p.m. last night. As of 8:50 this morning, 125 PUD customers are still suffering from power outages. That would be less than 1% of customers out of a total of 19,547. On a more personal note, programming can still be heard streaming online, as no doubt listeners are aware, and we hope to be up soon. The equipment that we lease went out during the storm, and crew are working on it in order to ensure consistent service. The provider of the station's leased line has escalated this repair, but we do not yet have an ETA for resuming our broadcasting on the 91.9 FM airwaves. The search is still on for missing hiker Laura Mack, a former drug and alcohol counselor from Vermont who was reported missing in Olympic National Park just as weather was turning for the worse on November 2, 2022. Mack is 35 years old, 5 feet 6 inches tall, 200 pounds, with curly light brown hair and a bob cut. She had a backcountry permit for October 30th and 31st and was traveling solo with an intended route to the Enchanted Valley, stopping to camp at Pyrites Creek. She indicated that she would still be in the backcountry on November 1st, but has not returned. Mack is known to hike in a black and white striped shirt, black rain jacket, and maroon-colored puffy jacket. Officials are asking the public for any information. Anyone in the area of Lake Quinault, Graves Creek, or Enchanted Valley between October 30th and November 1st is asked to look at the transcribed text of this broadcast at kptz.org for the tip, phone number, online link, or email. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.